Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of Acts, chapter 16. Now it happened, as we went to pray, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us, and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Just recently, we spoke to somebody who read our book, Small Devil, Big God, and the person was telling us she does not like that book. She does not agree with the book. She's not going to recommend the book to her friends. She does not believe that that book is of God. So we ask, well, why? Why would you say that? She said, because that book criticizes decree and declare. And I am a strong, this is the person talking, right? I am a strong believer in decree and declare because I am very much involved in deliverance ministry. And I'm telling you, decree and declare works. So that's what she told us. And I thought to myself, you know, interesting, because most of the people who read the book talk about what a great blessing it is. For example, here is one review that somebody wrote from Amazon. I have no idea who this person is. "I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read each word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off of me. The funny thing is, I didn't even know I was in bondage. I thought I just didn't have enough anointing, authority, or power to defeat the devil in my life. I have tried every formula preached to try to get victory over various trials. Nothing worked. I didn't know why, and I was ready to give up. Now I know that God is bigger and the devil has already been defeated. I thought I knew that before this book, but I didn't really know it. Now I must begin a new walk with God. I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be a mandatory reading for every Christian." So that's a review on Amazon. You could actually go to Amazon right now and read that exact same review that I just read. But that is the kind of feedback we get from people normally. How the book has been such a blessing to them. It's been an eye-opener. They could literally feel the chains of bondage being broken, not because we are such great writers, but because it's the truth of God's word. It is the truth that sets you free. So that is the normal experience, normal feedback we get. But this one person is saying she hates the book. She doesn't like the teachings in the book. And she is not going to recommend it because she is a deliverance minister. And this thing runs totally contrary to what she believes. So, I started thinking about that, and decree and declare, depending on which church you go to, you probably have heard about it before. You've probably heard people praying that way in church. You probably decree and declare a lot. One of the things that the Bible teaches is that as Christians, we have authority over the enemy. That is clear. "These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, they shall cast out demons in my name." And Jesus, of course, told his disciples, "I give you authority over all the power of the enemy." That is clear. We have authority. Nobody is disputing that. But this person feels that because I am criticizing decree and declare, that means I don't believe in the believer's authority. Of course, that is totally not true. I just read for you a scripture from Acts chapter 16. Paul encountered this woman who was possessed by a demon. This woman had the right confession, okay? She had the right declaration. She was declaring, "These men are servants of the Most High God," correct, "who proclaim to us the way of salvation," correct. Everything she said was correct. Her declaration and her confession was 100% right. But she had a demon. She was in bondage to a demon, and she didn't even know it. But Paul sensed it, and he was greatly annoyed, and he turned to the spirit and he said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." Now that's exactly what Mark 16 says. "I give you authority that in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be able to cast out demons." And that's exactly what Paul did. Let me tell you what Paul did not do. Paul did not say to her, "I decree and declare that you are free from this very hour." He didn't do that. Because the fact of the matter is, people have been casting out demons for the last 2,000 years. We've heard great stories from the book of Acts, from people after the book of Acts, from people in recent history who will cast out a demon then go back to sleep, people who would cast out demons while they're drinking coffee. None of these people ever decreed and declared, yet they had very powerful deliverance ministries. Decree and declare is only something that came into the church within the last 15 years. And yet these people are making you feel that if you don't decree and declare, you can't have a deliverance ministry. That could not be further from the truth. Decree and declare has nothing to do with authority. Decree and declare has absolutely nothing to do with deliverance. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe that when you have to cast out a demon, you have to speak loud, you have to shout to the demon? The truth is, authority has nothing to do with the words you speak. Authority has nothing to do with your tone of voice. If you're driving, and you see a policeman, and the policeman just holds up to you the palm of his hand, you have to stop. He didn't say stop. He didn't shout stop. He just held up to you the palm of his hand. And you know you have to stop, and you better stop fast. Sometimes you're driving on the road, and they will just put on the siren. And they wouldn't even put it on for a long time. They will just put it on. Woo! Just once. And you know that's all you need to hear. You pulling over, you have to stop. And you better be on your best behavior. You better turn your music down. Put your phone down, out of sight. Be on your best behavior because of authority. He didn't speak a single word. All he did was put on a siren. And you know, you recognize the authority. Authority has nothing to do with your choice of words. Where did we get this misguided belief that in order to have authority, you must say the words "I decree and declare"? That is simply not scripture. Here we see the Apostle Paul and many other people in the Bible casting out demons, exercising authority simply in the name of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with decree and declare. Our authority doesn't come from our words or from our tone of voice. Our authority comes from the name of Jesus Christ, who we represent, and the Word of God. That's where our authority comes from. And many men and women of God have had deliverance ministries for donkey years, and they never decreed and declared nothing. Decree and declare just gives you an appearance of authority. Decree and declare is just a false authority. It's not a real authority. The only authority you have is in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I understand that many Christians use the words decree and declare when they pray simply because that is what they've been taught. And for them, for most people, it is just terminology. So for example, when somebody says, "I decree and declare that God will bless me and that God will bless my children and that he will visit them with salvation," in their heart, what they really mean is, "Lord, I commit my children to you and I pray that you will bless them with salvation. You will soften their heart." And God knows what you mean. God doesn't nitpick over your terminology. So I don't want you to get the wrong impression. God does not nitpick over your choice of words. God knows what's in your heart before you even say it. But the person I am talking about honestly believes that decree and declare is the secret to her authority. It's the secret to her prayer. And that is what I have a problem with. That is a false belief. That is a myth. And I could show you from scripture that that myth is actually causing you to not be effective in prayer. Because the Bible said God resists the proud. Do you feel like God is resisting your prayer? When you decree and declare, you put yourself in the center of your prayer and you take Jesus out of it. When you say, I decree and declare that this person is set free and delivered, you're putting yourself in the center of it all. Whereas when Paul said, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her, he put Christ at the center of it. Paul died and Christ was placed in the center, and that is why that person received deliverance. What decree and declare does, it puts ourselves at the center rather than Jesus, and that is pride. That is essentially what pride is. Do you feel like God is resisting your prayer? Maybe it's because you have pride in your heart and you don't even know it, because you're following these crazy new doctrines that are not scriptural. Decree and declare just gives you an appearance of authority. And you know what people have to do nowadays? Because they have these fake deliverance ministries, because they have false authority, what they tell people when they pray for them, they say, God healed you. God healed you. God delivered you. You don't need any more prayer. Your symptoms may still be there. The demon may still be acting up, but God healed you because we prayed, we spoke the word, and God healed you. We decreed and declared. God has already healed you. Now you just have to have faith. Your symptoms are a lie of the enemy. So the person is still sick, they're still blind, they're still demon possessed, but you're telling them they're free. You know why? Because you don't really have any authority. You just have an appearance of authority. So you're just giving people fake miracles. John chapter 9, the blind man who was healed, he said, when they were questioning him, is Jesus of God or not? He said, look, I don't know whether the man is of God or not of God. All I know is that I was blind and now I see. You see, in the Bible, when genuine miracles took place, that's how they knew the symptoms would go away. And now you have all of these fake deliverances, fake healings going on, these mama guy healings, where you're telling people, hey, you're free, you're free. Your symptoms may still be there, but you were healed. That's false authority. The appearance of authority. Get out of that. Get out of all of this decree and declare and this false appearance of authority. The Bible teaches your authority is in the name of Jesus Christ. In our book, Small Devil, Big God, we actually have two chapters dedicated to decree and declare. We actually go through all the scriptures in the Bible, all the scriptures that people twist. And what we will find is the Bible doesn't teach decree and declare. What the Bible teaches is that God decrees and we could declare what God has decreed. But we have no authority to decree anything. That is an attribute, a divine attribute that is incommunicable, that is reserved only for God. Only God is sovereign. Only God could decree. The most we could do is confess or declare what the Word of God says. And that's the only authority we have. The Word of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Feel free to pick up our book, Small Devil, Big God. It's in Muhammad's bookstores. It's in Charon's bookstores. And also Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. And I pray that that book will be a tremendous blessing to you, as it has been to many other people. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.